Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
I got tears in my eyes trying to read a letter from my home. If this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night, for I'm 500 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. This train I ride on, it's 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. And that lonesome whistle call, it's the mournfulest of all. For we're 500 miles from our home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. To hear that lonesome whistle blow, for I'm 500 miles from my home, 500 miles from my home.
I can't stay, but I don't really wanna go. Every little thing I need is out there on the road. Leave a little piece of me, something tiny you can hold. But baby, don't forget my face when I walk up to your door. I was working on the side, I would hang my head down low. I was walking through life blind. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, I'll have you make room, contented a while for to be. 'Tis I and myself that has brought us along, and my trade you will quickly see. Whilst in foreign parts we rambled, oh, both proper stout and tall, though we passed through many dangers, and at last I caught a fall. Six stout lads have I by me, all of honour and renown. Festive time 'tis drawing nigher, and since we've come in this town, since that we have all come hither, fiddler, draw thy strings advance. Play beside us, here to guide us, and these lads will show you a dance. Since that we have all come hither, and so sweetly I do sing, now my lads you'll take to singing, when you hear these swords to ring.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Can't leave you alone. You can't leave you alone, no.
You can't hide from the flip side. Your foolish pride can't sustain the strain. Trouble bubbles inside. You can try, but you cannot resist. If we insist, persistent, every instant, every moment in time, we are on your mind.
Can't leave you alone. You can't leave you alone, no.
We have ways to make you understand. We demand you let us in under your skin. You tune into the frequency we can let you be. We live happily beneath, on the underneath, on the inside, the flip side.
You cannot hide from the past. just can't leave you alone.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on. A good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep on the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
When they ask me if I want to be buried or cremated, I try to imagine how it feels to be a fleck of ash or bones in earth incarcerated. And to tell the truth, neither much appeals. But in the end, it doesn't matter, 'cause you're nowhere when it's over. When it's over, it's forever and a day. All I hope is not to suffer when I'm gripped by icy terror. And I, please excuse the cliché, pass away. With a skull cap on his head, I caught his eye as I was just about to sing. So I called, "Hey, Mr. Lazarus, how was it being dead?" He said, "I didn't feel a thing, no, not a thing." So there's nothing to be fearful of, that nothing's what I'm fearful of. And dying's an indignity that fills me with dismay. Let me not linger like my mother in a coma, give me rather some dull opiate to speed me on my way. Double. He's the stalker in my nightmares. He's the offstage villain waiting for his cue. He's the joker with a flick knife who grinningly declares, "Look on the bright side, sir, when you die, I die too." Now I know it's not good manners to be singing about dying, but the melody, at least you must agree, is anodyne. And we're none of us immortal, and I'm training for the day when I no longer feel the hand that's holding mine. And I'm glad I had the luck to take this brief flash of a journey, and despite the grief and anguish, I'll be sorry to depart. So it's thank you for the roses and the sunlight on the water, all the love and all the songs that warm my heart. All the love and all the songs that warm my heart.
You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for. You'd rather be riding in the water, or going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. When your grammar school days were over, it was 1917, and you did the right and proper thing. You were just 18. You were never mentioned in dispatches, you never mentioned what you did or saw. You were just another keen young man in the mud and stink of war. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be singing the Pirate King or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. You came home from the Great War with the pips of a captain's rank, a German officer's Luger, and no money in the bank. Your family sent you down the coal mine to learn to be captain there. But you didn't stand it very long. You needed the light in the air. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be watching the fullness fly or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. When the Second War came along, you knew what should be done. You would re-enlist to teach young men the booby trap and the gun. And they sent you home to Yorkshire with a crew and a Lewis gun, so you could save your seaside town from the bombers of the Hun. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be finding the nightjar's nest or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. And when my mother came to your door with a baby in her arms, her big hurt boy, just 9 years old, trying to keep her from harm. If you'd have been a practical man, you would have been forewarned. You would have seen that it never could work, and I would have never been. Proper work in your seaside town. So you come here looking for a job. You were storming at the power station just before I came along. Nobody talked about how you quit, but I know that's what you did. My mother said you were a selfish man, and I was your selfish kid. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the heart. And you Norton, it was soon gone, along with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. You showed me Eyebright in their drawer, Speedwell and Traveler's Joy. You showed me how to use my eyes when I was just a boy. Taught me how to love a song, and all you knew of nature's ways, the greatest gifts I've ever known, and I use them every day. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, maybe not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be riding north, going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a
drug me. sober for the rest of the day. Till she calls and says we've lost our way. I guess this is the bed that I'll make. Medicated, one-star rating.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah. intellectual. In a nutshell, in a nutshell, in a nutshell, I'm an intellectual.
Something is upon us.
Got to seize the day.
Something is upon us.
And not to waste away. All these people quite contented with their ritual impotences. Hold them deep and dive and feel a little travesty. All these people quite concerned, but they never quite alerted to the fact I'm losing my sanity. In a nutshell, in a nutshell, in a nutshell, I am intellectual. In a nutshell, in a nutshell, in a nutshell, I am intellectual.
Catching up on you that you don't want to face. Things are catching up.